In Haiti, people are awaiting the final report on the biggest corruption scandal in decades. Almost $2 billion in public funds were supposed to go to development projects there. But in January, an audit showed that many of those projects were never done. All of this goes back to a program called Petrocaribe that Venezuela offered to Caribbean countries. For years, Haiti and other countries there were allowed to delay their oil payments to Venezuela. The idea was to free up public funds so those governments could invest in infrastructure projects like airports and roads. In Haiti, though, there's little to show for it. The rest of that Petrocaribe audit is due out by the end of this month, and as Amy Bracken reports, activists won't stop demanding answers.
It started with a tweet. A young filmmaker, Gilbert Mirambeau, launched a movement by posting a photo of himself, blindfolded, like Justice.
And I had a cardboard that I wrote, "Where's the Petrocaribe money?" In Creole, "Code Cop Petrocaribe."
He called on others to get a pen and a piece of cardboard and write the same question.
And it went viral.
A popular rapper retweeted it, and then a famous actress, and it spread, with people using hashtags like Kotkob Petrocaribea to ask, where's the money? The Petrocaribe funds that were supposed to be spent on things like airports, bridges, and stadiums.
It was amazing. Like, people were doing all these crazy things. I had these kids, they made choreographies, dancing, asking for the money. You had police officers not showing their faces, but they were asking for it. And they started to do the same thing all over the world, including foreigners. Dominican Republic, Brazil, people in France. They started to put posters around Champs-Élysées. Yeah.
Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, couldn't ignore it.
The president went to a soccer game with his wife, and you had like the whole stadium chanting, "Where's the Petrocaribe money?" So the soccer could not even go on because the whole stadium was lit, asking for was the money.
The demands turned to protests. People camped out in front of the court conducting the audit. And thousands marched, calling for investigations, for a trial, for the president to resign. But there was also violence. Cars and buildings were burned and rocks thrown, and there were casualties. One human rights group says 26 people were killed in 3 weeks in February. The U.S. Embassy withdrew all non-emergency personnel, and schools and businesses closed for more than a week. Since then, there have only been small, scattered protests, until last Friday, when Mirambeau and hundreds of other activists gathered in front of the Court of Auditors, demanding the report and prosecutions. It's not like corruption is something new in Haiti, says Gaël Bien-Aimé, a comedian and activist.
But this is one of the biggest financial scandals at a time when information isn't hidden. Everything's posted on WhatsApp, Twitter, and other social media.
Many of the protesters are calling for President Moïse to step down, largely because he and the company he used to own have been accused of benefiting from the Petrocaribe corruption. But activist Emmanuela Douillon says it isn't just about getting rid of one president. It's about accountability.
I think if we have some really, really, really powerful people go to prison or pay for what they did, this will show that in Haiti, we too can fight corruption.
And maybe achieve something bigger.
And I think if we have at least the trial, this will, like, make people believe in Haiti again, because for now, no one does.
Even before Friday's protest, the Court of Auditors had tweeted that it would not release the report by the end of April. News outlets say the court is now aiming for mid-May. But Mirambeau thinks it won't release it by then either, because it would implicate so many powerful people. If that's true, he says he'll be out in the streets again. For The World, Amy Bracken, Port-au-Prince.
The World's Tanya Karas contributed to this piece.